live from Studio A at CJSF 90.1 FM, inspired by great new music atop Burnaby Mountain. It's the Jazz Spectrum. I'm your host, Peter Prentice, and I'm pleased to bring you the best in new and independent jazz from across Canada. This week's show is titled All the Muse That's Fit to Play. So whatever you're doing, and wherever you're doing it, find freedom and creativity. Take the next 60 minutes and enjoy the Jazz Spectrum. Hi, Gracie. That's on the air, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, and also streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. Well, we opened the set with How Do You Like Them Apples by Corey Weeds and the Jeff Hamilton Trio, original Corey Weeds' Bill Coon tune, and from the album Dreamsville. And we're going to be playing some great new Canadian jazz by some great young artists. Hope you enjoy it. We're calling it All the Muse That's Fit to Play. And so let's get right to the music. We're going to start off with Toronto saxophonist Patrick Smith and a tune from his debut album, Still Searching, called F-U-D-G-E, Fudge. And so let's hear Patrick Smith right here on the Jazz Spectrum. Thank you. That was Alberta drummer Carl Schwanick and the tune, the title tune actually, from his most recent album, Reinventions. And a fine album it is, and featuring some of Alberta's finest jazz musicians, Chris Andrew on piano, Cody Hutchinson on bass, Brent Ma on the sax, and produced by Jerry Hebert. And that song was written by Carl Schwanick and Chris Andrew. And before that, we opened the set with Toronto saxophonist Patrick Smith and Fudge from his debut album, Still Searching, and featuring the fine piano work of Noah French Nolan. Well, I'm Peter Prentice, and you're listening to The Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. We're back on the Jazz Spectrum, playing great new music by young Canadian jazz stars, calling it all the music that's fit to play. And we're going to continue with a brand new tune from an album that has not been released yet. It'll be released on February 21st. Toronto bass player Mark Godfrey, and he has will be releasing this fine album called called Square Peg. And featuring Allison Oh on alto sax, Matt Warshill on tenor sax, Chris Pruden on piano, and Nick Fraser on the drums. And Mark Godfrey was the leader of the Pram Trio, which was nominated for a Julian Award a few years ago. And this is his first album release under his own name. And so we're going to play the tune USS Rent-A-Car from the album Square Peg.
Thank you.
That was Halifax-based guitarist Sam Wilson, and a tune from her debut album, Groundless Apprehension, called A Tune for You. And we opened the set with Toronto's Mark Godfrey and USS Rent-A-Car from his forthcoming album, Square Peg, which releases on February 21st. Well, I'm Peter Prentice, and you're listening to The Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. And we'll be right back after these messages. We're back on the Jazz Spectrum and playing great new music by young Canadian jazz stars, calling it All the Muse That's Fit to Play. And we're going to continue with the great music with a group called Harrison Squared, and that is comprised of Harry Vitro, Harrison Argatoff, and jazz legends Mike Murley and Steve Wallace. Now, Harrison Vitro, a very fine young drummer, whose album Northern Ranger was a runner-up for the recent Julian Awards in 2020, along with BC native saxophonist Harrison Argatoff, and then, of course, the great sax man Mike Murley and bass player Steve Wallace. So they have a brand-new album out called Trout in Swimwear, and we're going to play the tune Kite of Clay, from that album. And then we'll follow it up with Chelsea McBride's Socialist Night School, and a tune from her most recent album, Aftermath, called Ballad of the Arbogast. But let's start off with Harrison Squared and Kite of Clay. Thank you. That was Chelsea McBride's Socialist Night School and Ballad of the Arbogast from her brand new album, Aftermath. Original Chelsea McBride tune. And before that, we heard a brand new song from a brand new group, Harrison Squared, featuring Harry Vitro. He's one Harrison. Harrison Argatoff, the other Harrison. Of course, Harry Vitro is the drummer. Harrison Argatoff plays tenor sax. And then featuring two legends of the Toronto jazz scene and their mentors, Mike Murley, also on tenor sax, and Steve Wallace on the bass. And the album is Trout in Swimwear. It just came out February 9th. You can check it out. And the song was Kite of Clay. And so we've been playing some great music by young Canadian jazz stars, all the muse that's fit to play. And so I wanted to just to, before, well, as we move ahead here, to mention the passing of a great jazz pianist, Lyle Mays, known mostly for as a co-founder and co-writer with Pat Metheny of the Pat Metheny Group. And but he also had a significant solo career as well. And so next week I'm going to devote the whole show to the music of Lyle Mays and talk a bit about him and his influence to me as a lover of jazz. And I hope you will enjoy that show. And then the next week after that, we're going to play a special show devoted to Black History Month and some great jazz by some fine African American and Black musicians from around the world. Actually, that will be on 2 weeks from tonight, April 26th or February 26th. I'm sorry, but I want to tell you about some things that are happening this week, especially Jazz Evensong. Every Wednesday evening at Brantwood Presbyterian Church, 1600 Delta Avenue in Burnaby, and it's an hour of quiet reflection and great jazz with your host, Dr. Brian Fraser. And this week, singer Maria Ho will be bringing the great jazz. And then next week, as part of Black History Month, Vancouver-based vocalist Don Stewart will be appearing with his group. And so I invite you to take in both Jazz Evensong services. It's it really is an hour of quiet reflection in the middle of your week, and certainly worthwhile checking out. Well, folks, our time is almost up here on the Jazz Spectrum, and we've enjoyed bringing you an hour of great music from some fine young Canadian jazz artists. And I hope you've enjoyed listening. I also hope you will check out their music. Check out Patrick Smith and Carl Schwanick, Mark Godfrey, Sam Wilson, Harrison Squared, and Chelsea McBride's Socialist Night School, and then the artist who is going to close the show for us, and that's Curtis Noasad, Winnipeg's Curtis Noasad, and a tune from his most recent album, simply titled, the album's called Curtis Noasad. The song is Waltz for Meg. And so, again, I invite you to listen to this great, great jazz and to really embrace it. As I'm killing a few seconds before I start playing the tune. Anyway, again, also listen to Sons Lusitanos, the best in Portuguese music and culture, with your host, Gabriela Madeira, which is right after this show. And I get your feedbacks. Email me at prentice.jazzspectrum@gmail.com. Well, Gracie, I'll be home soon. And the rest of you will catch up with you the next time right here on the Jazz Spectrum.
da terra in chiuma la brassa, nessuno può si dentare.